You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
November is National Osteoporosis Awareness Month, and the Senior Medical Advisor on Bone Health Canada, Luba Slatkowska, joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Luba.
Good morning.
It's nice of you to join us this morning, especially for this month. So let's get right down to it. What is osteoporosis?
Osteoporosis means that your bones have lost mass, and because of it, they're not as strong as they should be. So you might be at a risk of fracture that happens just during daily activities like walking and tripping. So it's just really much easier to get a fracture when somebody has osteoporosis.
How does it happen?
It happens in different ways. So if you're older, if you're over 50, just naturally our body starts, the balance is not where it should be, and we start losing bone mass little by little. And it gets to a point where it's so little that the bones are easy to break. But it can also happen when you're younger. When we're young, we build our bones, especially in our 20s and our 30s. So if you're not paying attention to your bone health, you might never reach that peak bone mass, and then you have much little to work with when you get older.
So how do we reach the peak bone mass?
So
and keep it there.
I mean, it's beyond Jean and I now, but...
there's still things you can do. So when it's always about vitamin D and calcium, so making sure that you're having enough calcium, you're eating dairy. If you're not eating dairy because you don't like it, you might need to supplement with calcium. Vitamin D is hard to get from the food, and in Canada, we didn't get a lot of sunlight. So supplementing with vitamin D is important. Exercise, making sure that you're exercising, especially something like walking, something that, you know, has that force with the ground. And you can do that all the time. Even when you're older and we start losing bone mass, we can slow it down. There are some people who are more predisposed and it's harder for them to slow it down. But you still can with what I've just mentioned. Last thing to remember, even if you can't really slow down the bone loss, you can prevent falls. So if you're, for example, at home and you have that carpet somewhere that you keep on tripping over, get rid of that carpet.
Right.
Pay attention to how you're walking. Just prevent falls. You know? And a great way to do prevent falls is balance exercises like Tai Chi is excellent. So there's lots you can do to make sure that you can prevent fractures and hopefully stay fracture-free.
Now, you mentioned predisposition. What are some of the predispositions for osteoporosis?
So genetically speaking, you know, sometimes we can't do... Well, obviously we can't do anything about our genes.
Yeah.
So if you had a mom or dad, your biological mom and dad, who had a hip fracture, that is a signal that you might be predisposed to osteoporosis. So if you're over 50 and you had mom and dad who had a hip fracture, talk to your doctor. Whether you know you're at risk, get a bone density test. Other things is what I've mentioned. You know, if you were younger and you really weren't eating enough dairy, maybe you know you should consider when you're 50 again talking to your doctor and see if you should get a bone density test. And just to clarify, bone density test is a scan that tells you how thick your bones are, how dense they are. Those are probably the biggest predispositions. Unfortunately, the older you are, that's another predisposition. So just by being, unfortunately, 65 or older, you might be at risk. But again, get a bone density test just to see where you're at.
Now, what is the difference between osteoporosis and osteoarthritis?
That's a common question.
You knew that was coming.
I knew, absolutely. So osteoarthritis, think about joints, right? It's your joint. So, and osteoarthritis is about pain, unfortunately, right? So your joints get inflamed and you are in pain. You know about it. Osteoporosis, think about bones. And it's a silent thief. You don't know about it, right? There's no pain. You might be losing bone, but you have no clue that it's happening. So that's the biggest difference.
Now, you know, you were talking about things that you can do to perhaps prevent osteoporosis, and that is walking and weight-bearing things. But you got to be careful, if you're older, that you don't get osteoarthritis from doing heavy walking and load-bearing things, right? I mean,
Absolutely.
It's a balance.
It is a balance. It is a balance. So that's just like you said, it's a balance. Do lighter walking if you're in pain. There is also, you can do Aquafit. It's maybe less, it's better for the joints, but just move around. I think the other thing is, if even if you're pain and you can't do something like walking, it's the balance exercises that are very important. So I've mentioned Tai Chi, right, before.
Yes.
That was studied, and they found that it actually improves balance. And it's a fairly light exercise. You wouldn't think it's doing much for you, but it is doing wonderful things for you, right?
Right.
So find those things that, you know, that you enjoy and that you like doing, because that will motivate you to do the exercise.
Now, we're in the largest demographic, being Zoomers. What is the, what are the, some of the stats on osteoporosis and the numbers of people that have it?
So a lot of people don't realize, but fractures due to osteoporosis are common. One in three women
over
50.
Really? That high?
Yeah.
And one in five men over 50 will get osteoporotic fractures in their lifetime. But again, these fractures are preventable if you, at least you can do a little bit about it, right? So like I said, exercise, calcium and vitamin D, and making sure that you're preventing falls.
Go ahead. Is it hereditary?
Yes, there's a genetic component. With most, so with any diseases, there is that nature and nurture, right?
Sure.
So, you know, I've interviewed a lot of women, and there were some that were concerned about osteoporosis because of their family history.
Sure.
And they couldn't do as much to slow down that bone loss, and that was really hard on them.
Yeah.
But they can still prevent falls, right? So it is hereditary, and like I've mentioned, if your mom or dad had a history of hip fracture, then possibly you should be talking to your doctor.
Sure.
Now, if you have another condition on top of that, and I'm just throwing out a thing here. Say you have diabetes. Are you at a greater risk?
So there is some research looking into the connection between diabetes and bone loss. Other diseases, you know, for example, there is a, this is not osteoarthritis, but it's called rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, I know it well.
Yeah.
Also, you know, by taking glucocorticoids, that actually leads to bone loss. So that's an important risk factor to consider. Mm. And I think that would be the biggest one when it comes to other diseases.
Right.
Yeah. Is it possible? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is it possible to get both? I mean, to get osteoarthritis and osteoporosis at the same time?
It is.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I'm.
That means cutting out high heels.
I think you'll live.
Yeah, I'll live for sure, for sure. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today and for talking to us about this.
Yes.
It's my
very
pleasure.
Serious for people just to, especially Zoomers, to get to their doctor for an assessment.
Absolutely.
Because as you say, it is a silent thing, and you can't feel it. You don't get pain. And all of a sudden, one day, you could lose your balance and fracture something.
Exactly. Yeah. But
thank you so much for
coming
in. We've been speaking with Luba Slatkovska, who is the Senior Medical Advisor on Bone Health Canada, talking about osteoporosis, because November is Osteoporosis Awareness Month. Go to your doctor, get an assessment. Thank you.